This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Even when we aren't in the middle of a global pandemic, starting a new business can be challenging. And now, on top of the normal startup challenges, it's becoming harder and harder for businesses to find a name that hasn't been taken by another company. Any name, not even one that's a good fit. That's because the number of registered trademarks has been climbing steadily over the last decade, leaving few options available to companies trying to find a new one. KQED's Sam Harnett explains.
Andy Higgins never thought he'd have to compete with porn stars for a name.
No.
Higgins is CEO of IFG, a California company that develops fruit breeds. Higgins wanted to call a new grape Candy Charm, but that name already belonged to a porn star.
So now we're kind of Googling the porn industry as well when we get into the naming process.
Higgins Fruit Company has vied for names with toy manufacturers, e-cig companies, and vitamin makers. For help, he's turned to Zinzin, one of many naming companies. CEO Jay Jurisich has come up with all kinds of new names.
Eclair, Yonder, Clutch, Alloy, Oboe, Protagonist.
Jurisich says the internet and flood of startups objects have made naming hard for small businesses.
Now, not only is it like an auto body shop in one state competing with an auto body shop two states over for the same real estate online. Now, just to find a name, they're competing with tens of thousands of tech companies that are churning through names, you know, name after name after name.
According to the World Intellectual Property Organization, there were already almost a million trademarks for high-tech companies in 2018. That's more than double the number of entries Webster says it has in its entire dictionary.
People are very creatively searching for an answer to this problem, which is there's not enough unique combinations of letters in our lexicon.
Lyft, for instance, is spelled with a Y instead of an I, in part because an elevator company owned LIFT.com. David Plasek heads Lexicon Branding, another naming company. He says creative naming is nothing new.
The first thing I think of is Trix cereal.
The fruit flavor cereal, T-R-I-X, Trix. Some tricks.
Plasek says, in general, a company's name used to be far more connected to its products.
Long gone are the days of Craftsman tools or diehard batteries.
Now company names have to work as a website domain, in social media, and of course, they can't be in use by any porn stars. I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.